off-list, no order to issue.
Michael Giannetti versus Aiden Carey, 21-R-0429.
Do we have service?
A two-party hearing, the notice is mailed. Aiden Carey? Are you Mr. Giannetti? Can you step up to the microphone, raise your right hand?
All right.
You solemnly swear and affirm to tell the truth, so help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Giannetti, I saw you last, since I set this up for a two-party hearing. Since we last saw each other, and we gave notice to Mr. Kearney for a two-party hearing, have you heard from him?
He started his old turd of boy rant Saturday and Sunday. I told him to stop it, that this is an effect going on, and he needs to be in court Monday. Laughed and said, yeah, ha, ha.
So you told him we have a court date on Monday,
yep.
Stop, and he said, ha, ha. Okay,
yep.
So what did he actually post?
I have it all here. I mean,
just you can give me the gist.
I mean, we'll be here for a while. I mean...
All right, well, let me read your affidavit. Let me ask you points of questions. So he's posting things to defame your character. I remember this. And he's accusing you of doing things. And how long has this been going on for?
A year. I've just been building up as
how
much evidence.
How often does he post about you?
Yeah, about... She's my girlfriend. She's
all
been
right,
witness.
Since March. And how often does it start? Once a week? Once
well,
every
first
2 weeks?
It first started where he was going to kidnap my son. Have you seen that, right, in the affidavit? Make him a transgender baby out of revenge, blah, blah, blah. Because I found out that he, after he did all this, that...
So let me just ask you pointed questions, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked before.
Mm-hmm.
How often is he posting about you?
For this year, nonstop.
I know, nonstop meaning once a week, once every 2 weeks, couple times a week.
Couple times a week, and then he edits stuff, and I have the actual
all right.
version.
And he's posting on what kind of website or social media?
He's took control of all my social outlets, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Makes posts. I remember.
Where
telling,
does he post?
He posts stuff on YouTube, and then will go on. I let her know that they were posting stuff when I was here last time on the other case. Right when I was sitting down, they're posting stuff saying sending from me to me on different accounts, like, and just thinking he just thinks he's a joke. He's been doing this for years to people.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand, all right?
I think it's better if you read this.
On his own account or something that's public like YouTube?
15,000 subscribers where I've got threats, I've got assaulted twice, I've got a knife put to my neck.
Where does he have the 15,000 account?
On YouTube.
On his YouTube account?
His,
and
yes.
What is that YouTube account?
Yes. Where is it?
What is it?
It's Turtle Boy Sports, at YouTube.com.
Okay, so
then
he has
on,
15,000 subscribers and he posts things about you.
Yes.
Where else does he post something about you besides that?
He's posted about my son, making him a transgender baby.
Not about what it is, but... Is he posting somewhere else besides this YouTube account?
Yes, Brett's after party.
Yes. This is a courtroom.
It's my girlfriend. She's a witness.
Well, then she needs to come here and testify, but she can't just...
Okay,
it's not a living room, all right? She can't just be screaming. You can't go back.
Well, you
and
know
talk
what it
her.
Is. She's going through a lot with this guy. With this
so
guy.
All I'm asking you is not difficult questions. I'm asking you, where else is he posting?
Instagram, Facebook. TikTok, Brett's after party at YouTube.
And as a result of these posts, have things happened to you? People
yes.
coming up to you or what's happened
I've got
to
assaulted
you?
Twice, my phone taken because I had evidence on the first one, a knife put to my neck where they've made fun of it and made me make a fake confession on. I have the evidence on here, written down here.
So he's posting about your child, but also about
an
your criminal past, is that right?
Well, no, I've never been, I'm not a sex offender.
But that's what he's saying you are.
Yes.
Even though you're not. And as a result of that, you've gotten assaulted.
Yes, and he's made fake articles that have went on Google and stuff like that. I need them removed. He's taken over all my accounts, sent messages that I didn't send, I can't get in anything. The police are actually called there a couple of days ago about a wiretap incident where my phone is synced. And when I called 911, they connected me. The police were supposed to be getting back to me on it. During the call, it got switched over to a computer in crimes lab, which the West Rockshire police station told me that there's no such thing. So what he's doing is he's synced onto my phone, and I have the proof of that. And it's just crazy. I mean, I have it all right here.
Can I ask you, does he know where you live?
Yes, he's videotaped me going in and out of my house saying I can get you at any time.
And what is this issue?
Have that.
Why did this start?
This started with I had first been, I got pulled over here, and they had filmed it, and my car was in the description as a car that was in a shooting. I got pulled over. Mass accountability and him are somewhat connected, so he chopped and screwed it all up and made it sound like I got pulled over for drugs and that I got arrested.
All right, okay.
And I didn't.
Okay.
One other thing when you're done.
No.
Not about this, just when you're ready. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to order the harassment prevention order. He's ordered not to abuse you. He's ordered not to harass you. No contact. Stay away 100 yards. Stay away from your house. And also number 7, he is ordered not to post online about you on any social media or online format. So if you see any of that, you need to call the police, okay? Yes.
Now, one more thing?
Yes.
All right, I checked the civil thing off. He was selling T-shirts with my face on it. Making money on that. They copyrighted my name, my son's and mine, where now they get money off it. I have the proof on my phone about that too. And if he can get an order to cease control of all...
I can't do that. That's a civil matter. You need to do that civilly. This is the only thing I can do to protect your safety.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
So, but he can't post that no more?
No.
Now, what if he still keeps it up on my accounts? That's the same thing, right?
You got to call the police. That's a violation. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Plaintiff President.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry about earlier.
Petition is allowed. Order granted for 2 weeks, August 23rd.
Oh, no. It's actually 3 months. This was a two-part. I'm sorry. It wasn't.
That's okay.
Yes.
November 9th.
Yeah, no, I need it.
2 weeks, instead of 3 months.
2 weeks. I'm sorry. What is that date?
August 23rd.
All right, so I apologize. This is my mistake. August 23rd is the next date. I didn't get you the next date. We have to have a two-party hearing. Even though we gave him an opportunity today, that was supposed to be a two-party hearing. He's not here, so I'm issuing it.
Yeah,
now we have to give him due process and give him service. If he doesn't wish to be here by August 23rd, that's fine. August 23rd, you have to come back if you want it extended, okay?
August 23rd?
Yes. All right. We'll see you then.
Mr. Giannetti, you can go to the clerk's office.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I apologize for that.